91.7 The Wave, Gunners and Alley for breakfast. Kevin Bloody Wilson's new show is called FUPC and it's going to be in town this Saturday. I'm pretty sure we can work out the name of the show, but let's get it straight from the horse's mouth. Morning, Kevin Bloody Wilson!
Gunners, Ali, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're awesome and we're super stoked to be chatting with you. So, FUPC, what does it stand for?
For underprivileged children.
Nice.
Oh, I don't think it does.
Nice.
Come on. What does it really mean?
That's in case your mum's listening.
Right.
Look, we'll bleep it out.
Fuck you, PC.
I'm on board with that acronym all the way. Political correctness can just go, you can complete that sentence, Kevin.
Yeah, go fuck itself. You know, when I was growing up, I was simply called good manners. You don't have to rearrange the English language to present good manners. I've just finished in LA. We shot a streaming special over there. But that's the home of political correctness. That's where most of it's generated in Los Angeles. And it was interesting. We had a full house of people over there. And at the end of that, they interviewed a lot of the people at the show. And the amount of them that just said, it's so refreshing to come to a place where you don't have to look over your shoulder and worry about what other people are thinking. You just get in there and have a great time. You know, I think political correctness, the pendulum's starting to swing, and I'd like to think I'm part of that swing that's bringing it back to sensibility.
Yeah.
I love it. Point. It's just gone far too the other way.
Yeah.
Well, you blokes, as presenters would know, you know, you'd be getting little sticker notes every day saying, oh, you've got to say this or you can't put it that way. You have to put it this way. You know, again, nobody would be more censored than you people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Look, we've got to constantly vet what we say because what we're thinking and then what we say are two very different things sometimes.
Gunners and I always think we should have a show called What Gunners and Ali Say Off Air.
Exactly that. I've got to say, I haven't spoken to any presenters or writers that don't feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
So, you know, where is the common sense in all of this? Because it's only a minority of people that are making all the noise, but they're getting all the newspaper space and radio space and stuff like that. What about that idiot in Melbourne a few months ago, that purple-headed Sheila that said you should always ask your baby if it's okay to change the nappy? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, that's PC gone way, way, way too far.
Yeah, my thoughts on that, it's a good get-out for us blokes. Ask your baby if you'd like a nappy change, and she said, no, I want mummy to do it.
Love it.
Pretty smart kid for a three-week-old.
Absolutely. Mate, you've been around for a while and you've seen the changing landscape of Australian comedy. How hard do you think it is for new comedians to get a start these days?
Well, for a start, most of the ones that had them haven't got balls anymore. You know, they're bowing to the pressures of this political correctness, you know, bullshit. So just do your own thing. Whatever makes you and your mates laugh, go for it. You don't have to worry about these PC idiots. If they're going to be offended, them. That's it, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I love the fact that this is what your whole show is about, just totally ragging on the PC.
Yeah, my kryptonite is the acronym DillyGaff. I have it tattooed on my wrist.
Didn't you write a book?
I did. I wrote a book called DillyGaff as well, which is pretty much the my autobiography.
DillyGaff, The Life and Rhymes of Kevin Bloody Wilson. So you're an author as well as a comedian, mate.
Well, it seems so, yeah, but they're not things you sort of do so you can have that title behind you.
Sure.
It's just stuff I wanted to do. I'm a professional hobbyist, you know. I don't consider what I do a career, although it's afforded me a pretty good lifestyle. It's me pursuing my hobbies, and writing a book was part of that. You know, there's a board game out there as well, you know. I was sitting there one afternoon sort of having a few beers with a mate of mine. I said, you know, I should have a board game. So we sat down, and over the next month or so, we developed a board game simply because it was a fun thing to do.
You know what? I've got a little story to tell you. I was probably about 10. My brother was 12 and he had a tape of you and he used to sneak me in his bedroom and we used to listen to all your songs, and my mum found it and she wasn't happy because obviously we were only kids, but we loved it. We loved it.
Oh, that's nice to hear. It's interesting. I think that's one of the reasons that initially I sold so many albums, because there were two copies in the same house. You know, mum had a copy and hiding it from the kids. The kids had a copy hiding it from mum and dad.
So true. We could have just listened to it as a family and sung along.
Well, a lot of families do and still do.
Mate, many feathers in your cap. You're an ARIA Award winner. You've been nominated for Australian of the Year. One of the first performers to have an online presence and the first to have a 24-hour internet radio station playing non-stop comedy. What's next for Kevin Bloody Wilson?
Well, we've just I mentioned Los Angeles. We've just shot a streaming special, which will now be our third that we've actually shot and put in the bank. And we'll be activating that before the end of the year. So yeah, there's lots of nice things that are happening. But again, I come back to what I said before. I'm one of those lucky few that are able to pursue my hobbies for a living.
Mate, how does it feel to have your music preserved in the National Film and Sound Archive in Canberra?
That's pretty flash.
It is, isn't it? You know you've really made it.
I'm sitting alongside Henry Lawson. I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Thank God it wasn't in the Universal Vault, otherwise it would have burnt down with all the other ones. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. I did, over in America. Gee, they lost a lot of bloody heritage in that, didn't they?
Sure did.
No, yeah. So bad. I'm really excited, though, Kevin, about your show. It's going to be absolutely bloody hilarious, and we cannot wait till you hit Mandurah Performing Arts Centre. I think everybody is going to relate to this in such just a grounding way, like FUPC.
Yeah, exactly that. And that's the second song off the mark on the show, and everybody's invited and enthusiastically join in.
I love that you're unapologetically yourself, and it's definitely selling out your show, so can't wait to see you when you hit MPAC.
Good on you, guys. Thanks, Gunnar. Thanks, Ali. That's very nice. I enjoyed today.
Yeah, we enjoyed it too. You're an amazing guy to chat to. So full of rich humour. It's great.
Good on you. You know that I was lucky because when I was born, I had a choice of either a huge cock or a short memory. I've forgotten which one I chose now.
Mate, can't wait to see you on Saturday. Have a good one.
Good on you, guys. Thanks, Gunnar. Thanks, Ali. See you, guys.
Bye.
Oh, man, that was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Good radio. What did you have, Ali? A little boy, a little girl?
I had a little boy, and his name is Seth. S-E-T-H. Try and say that without lisping.
That's why they've shortened it to meth as opposed to methamphetamine.
Oh, that's so true.
Easier to spell. Yeah.
You can say it without your front teeth.
Meth.
Oh, mate, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
We
really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your day. See
you
guys.
You too. See you, Kevin.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6. 91.7
The Wave.